It's episode 338, and we've got plugins for WooCommerce front-end management, social cross-posting, podcast players, device detection, caching, and a new Swiss Army knife plugin that you'll want to know about. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 60,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And of course, we have the usual great show for you here today. Welcome back to the new year. Happy New Year's, everyone. Welcome to 2018. This is our first show for 2018, and we've got a pretty good one for you today, along with the usual slew of six plugins that are coming. Don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few minutes, make sure you stop in to Stitcher Radio, Google Play, the iTunes Store, subscribe to the show there, and leave us a review. They really help us out. And don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Dang, we're 2 minutes in, already a mistake this year. We're done.
That's all right, man. Welcome to the new year. You know, we're a little rusty. We haven't done a live show since before Christmas. So, hey, it's all good.
Just wanted to acknowledge YouTube, all the people that are watching us live right now, as we do every Monday morning at 10 o'clock. We may shift that around a little bit, but please join our Facebook group and you can actually get notifications as to when we go live. Also on that YouTube channel, check out some of the training videos that John's done, screencasts, all the other stuff. And remember, we're also available on Twitter. You can follow us at WP Plugins A to Z.
All right. And that's an excellent thing. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our newsletter too. And that's changing up too, coming in the new year. All right. With that, let's dive right in to the meat and potatoes of the show. So off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got here today is a plugin that was submitted into us. It was submitted to by Shiv Narayan. And it is a WooCommerce front-end manager plugin. It's WooCommerce front-end manager, WC Marketplace, and WC Vendors with Booking and Listings. So what this is a WooCommerce plugin that is a front-end manager that allows you to manage your WooCommerce site from the front end instead of the back end of your website. And for some people, this is a much more efficient way to get in there and manage, especially if you set this up for a client and you set them up with this front-end management tool, allows them to go in and manage their store, see their stats, billings. It's also compatible with most of the WooCommerce add-on plugins, multi-vendor marketplace, WooCommerce bookings, WooCommerce appointments, job manager, and more. And it looks to be a really great plugin. If you're running a full-blown WooCommerce store, you might want to check this out. I give it a 4 Dragon rating, so go check it out. WooCommerce front-end manager.
Yeah, and okay, so I'll give you my impression of this that I've seen just 15 seconds of what this can do. This is great. I love this because of one specific thing only. Well, among others.
What's that?
But I love this because it allows your clients to access their store, their orders, their sales, and all of that, yet keeps them out of the back end of WordPress.
Oh, now there's a thought I hadn't occurred to me. Very useful thing.
Because if a client is going to do something, you basically want them just to deal with their e-commerce situation.
Yep.
You don't want them messing around with WordPress unless they're doing blog posts or things like that. And as a developer, you can charge to do those things. So this is a great solution.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really nice looking plugin. So.
All right. Thanks for submitting that.
And I'm going to check that out myself. Okay, so in the intro, I talked about a Swiss Army knife tool, and this is called WordPress Developer's Tool. I love plugins like this. I love them. So what this does is it will replace maybe three or four different plugins that you may be using, or perhaps you've got scripts or things like that. So real quickly, here's what this thing can do. It can compress large images. It can add second titles to your posts. It takes care of views. So how many hits does your site have, individual page has. You can temporarily disable comments. You can remove attachments with posts. You can show, change the empty page message. You can set it up for maintenance mode. You can disable emojis. That's pretty cool. All that stuff. It's got a bunch of scripts. And then it also has WooCommerce functions. Like you can set what product is your best seller. You can do wholesale. You can measure units. You can do different pack quantities within the box. You can calculate your shipping more effectively. You can add plus and minus buttons for quantity. You can do all those kinds of things. This is just one plugin and it does all this kind of stuff. Now, ordinarily, that's a perfect plugin, but then I started using it a little bit this morning and I noticed it is a little wonky with some of the scripts that it does. It does like sticky blocks and font awesome and those kind of things. I don't think I'd use it for the scripts. I think maybe I'd use those scripts on my own or within my theme itself. But for the WooCommerce and the WordPress components itself, this is a great plugin and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Cool. Looks like one to give for me to give a little bit of a check out to see if it's something that can help me trim some plugins.
Yeah, it's got about 50 different functions, and I'll tell you, if 10 of them are applicable to you and your WordPress site, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely something worth checking out. All right, well, that brings us to the point here. This show is brought to you by the following people. With all the changes in website requirements, pulled, compromised, and abandoned plugins out there, now is the time to update and upgrade your WordPress website. JohnOverall.com has 20 plus years experience and offers hosting, maintenance programs, support, and more to keep your site up to date and running smoothly. We offer free estimates and only bill you for the time used, not by the block. While you're caring for your business, let JohnOverall.com care for your website. Think of us when you think of WordPress. Visit johnoverall.com. There you go. Brought to you by johnoverall.com.
Damn, I need like a lightning strike at the end. johnoverall.com.
Hey, there's an idea. I can improve that ad. That ad's actually running on another podcast now.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you're making me step up my game here for my ad.
I was rather stoked. One of my clients doing a podcast asked me about an ad, and I went, okay. And so we created ads. I recorded them.
Nice. All right. Well, for my end, anybody listening to this show definitely has a passion and a drive for WordPress. And I am looking for authors for a new gig that I've taken as WordPress editor for Smashing Magazine. And I'd like you guys to, if you have any inkling about a different technique that you work in or something within WordPress, I'll tell you, one of the great articles that I'm editing right now is by a gentleman that is sight impaired. He's legally blind and he uses WordPress and he tells us how and actually shares a video too. So it's pretty cool in terms of what it is that we'll do over there. Smashing Magazine is a huge entity. It gets millions of hits every single month. It's bigger than all of the other WordPress news sites combined. So if you'd like to get some exposure for yourself and for your work, visit marcuscouch.com/smashing, and I will reply back with more information about the opportunity. It is a great way to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure for yourself, and get paid in the process. Check it out at marcuscouch.com/smashing.
Excellent. Yeah, it's actually a good deal, folks. I like the articles there. I'm finding more and more of them are appearing in Google search when I am searching for information on WordPress now.
Yeah, there's a lot coming, too.
So that's actually going to be nice as more and more information appears there, because the ones I've read, they're really well done. So, and if you're a writer, submit. You can make a couple $100 instead of the freebies that are everywhere.
It's not an easy process. I will say that. But you get reviewed at least 4 or 5 different times before it even appears on the site, and that's a good thing because that keeps you honest as a writer. It makes sure that what you have is worth it. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different processes involved. So yeah, by the time it hits the site, it's actually gone through probably 10 or 20 different edits at that point.
That would explain why they're so good in the end.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got it's been a while since we've had one, but we do have a contest starting this week, and it will be going up this week. It is a free license from Folio Vision, and Folio Vision is a plugin that allows you to host your video anywhere. It gives you powers to over your videos. You can add, I'd have to go look through it again, but I can't remember all the stuff.
Yeah, it looks like it's a video player that does embedded ads within it as well that you control.
Yeah, ads that you control, HTML overlays. There's a lot to this. This plugin here, we'll be doing a review on this plugin in an upcoming show. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, it looks to be a fantastic plugin to check out. I don't have all the details of it, but they are giving away a free one-year license to you, our listeners out there. All you'll have to do to enter the contest is go to wppluginsa2z.com/contests. And fill out all the information there to enter the contest. And that contest will be running through to the second week of February. So make sure you jump on it and get yourself a free license for this, especially if you run videos on your website. This is a plugin that will help you dramatically. So,
Yeah, and I'm going to inspect this myself. Okay. So look forward to a review on this coming soon.
Yep. Coming soon, folks. Okay, well, that brings us up to our next set of plugins. And the one I've got for you here is another one that was submitted to us by a plugin author. This is called the Podcast Feed Widget Player. And while you might be using Blueberry's podcast player, podcast thing that I use from Blueberry, or you might be using the feed player from WordPress, this one here is a little different in what it does. What it allows you to do, allows you to go out there and get a podcast. You could do use your podcast, or if you wanted to showcase others, go out and get the podcast feed for the podcast, the number you want to display from that feed, the thumbnail, and then the iTunes information on it and the Google Play information. And what it will do is it will pull in the podcast specific or the unique custom podcast tags, which allows some of the podcasts out there have used them to the max where their artwork changes every time the show plays. And it brings in additional custom ID information. I haven't got around to getting that detailed with ours yet, but many of those podcasts do it. So it's a nice way to display your podcasts, and you stick it in a sidebar in the widget. Very nice, versatile little podcast feed player widget without having to go through a whole lot of work in your site to display podcasts. Go check it out. It looks to be a very simple plugin. It was submitted to us by Douglas Carr from dknewmedia.com. So great little plugin. I give it a 4 dragon rating.
Nice. And I am going to put something in the show notes next to that, John. I interviewed Doug Carr.
Oh, did you?
On a little show that I used to do called Industry Night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I have a link that I'm going to put in the show notes where you can hear me and Doug talking about developing in WordPress and all the rest of it. So that's nice. Thank you. Thank you so much, Doug. All right. I'm going to talk about something called Device Detect. And ordinarily, I don't think I'd really care about this kind of thing. However, many of you know that I am doing a day gig right now where I'm working for the largest telecommunications company in North America. Do they do marketing based on device? Oh, yeah.
I would hope so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the cardinal rule is you don't show people that have iPhones the Android stuff and vice versa.
Yeah.
Right? So this is pretty cool because it allows you to detect the device of the user and insert content specifically for those devices within your posts, pages, products, whatever you want to do. And it really restricts what other devices can see. You can show desktop only stuff. Maybe it's if desktop only, then you can make it so that, you know, maybe the content is not so optimized. Maybe you want to make it so that the videos play in, you know, 4K, whatever it happens to be. That's the way to do it. So this is a really handy little plugin to sort of identify what device is on your site and changing the content accordingly. It's called Device Detect, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
That's pretty cool. The marketing for that can be quite useful. And as I learned a whole lot over the holidays, I had a little extra time not having to work on the show during the holidays, and I spent a lot of time getting better at my SEO and understanding Google Analytics, and in particular for a client that runs a newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I was watching the traffic, and I was amazed watching the traffic flow across it. How many, it was 75% mobile versus 25% desktop. And it's like this sort of thing could allow them to tailor ads.
Mm-hmm.
Tailor ads.
Absolutely.
Specifically for the mobile devices.
Right.
Increase their ad revenue by, hey, we got ads we can sell to. 75% of our visitors come from mobile. We can get your mobile ad right there in front of them. So, yeah.
That's right.
Some nice stuff there. Excellent.
Yeah, if you don't do it already, I always build for mobile first.
Well, I do build for mobile first now.
And then back out into desktop.
Yeah.
And not the other way around.
You have to do that now, especially since the traffic changed about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It became even, and now it's about 75% mobile traffic now to a website.
Yeah, which is great because then I can use my old little netbook that doesn't have any resolution anymore to build sites now.
There you go. Excellent. Okay, well, this brings us up to section where we've got listener feedback, audio clips. This week we don't have any, but don't forget you can contact the show, leave information on our contact page, ask us questions, hit the little SpeakPipe button down in the lower right-hand corner, leave us a voice message, and we'll be happy to respond to those for you. You know, get some free advice. You know, our time is quite valuable, so it's a way for you to get free advice from us. And of course, this show is a value for value model, meaning you get value out of it. Please give some value back. It helps support the things necessary to run this show, meaning the transcripts that we do, the bandwidth, the hosting, all of that stuff has to be paid for somewhere. And if you're so inclined, please donate. Anyone $50 or over will get mentioned here in the show. Less than that, we'll just say thank you very much. This week here, we would like to thank Jez Webb, PTY, LTD, who donated $50, and he left a message here for us. This is on behalf of Lady Bikes International at ladybikes.org, which is a nonprofit organization helping women in Rwanda, Tanzania, and Uganda buy motorcycles to set up their courier businesses. It's a neat example of a single-page website by Jez Webb at jezweb.com.au. And it's built in WordPress. And give me half a moment, I'll get that site up for people to just have a quick look at, because that sounds kind of interesting. I forgot to make the links in the show note properly, but that's okay.
That sounds like a really great idea. Lady Bikes International.
Yeah, well, here it comes, loading up. There we go.
Oh, so we're going to show it to our YouTube audience. Yeah. Oh, very nice. They got biker jackets and everything.
Yeah.
And awesome.
Single page, so it's one page scroll all the way down to the bottom. Nice.
Yeah, that's all. It looks like it's app driven.
Yep.
Also.
Yep.
Man, everything's app driven. John, soon you and I are going to be. Where's the WordPress developer app? Where they just need you to come to their business real quick.
Oh, absolutely. That's a cool site.
All right.
All right. And thank you to anyone who came in under $50. And there are great ways you can support the show by going to wppluginsa2z.com/donate.
Yeah, it's very important. Please help us out. We don't try and harp on it, but it is listener supported. We do depend on your help to, you know, at least make things break even. John and I don't do this for a living in terms of this show.
No.
You know, it's pretty impossible to do that.
Well, we tried.
But we do like getting the hosting and the transcriptions and all the rest of it covered, and all the contributions help. So thank you very much.
That's one of the biggest things is to try and get the hosting, transcriptions, and the bandwidth and other miscellaneous things covered.
Yep.
All right. Well, this brings us up to our last set of plugins. And the last couple of plugins we have today, the final one I've got for you today is called WP Fastest Cache. Now, one of the things I've been doing for the last few months, especially running towards the end of the year, is I was doing a lot of SSL conversion and site improvement work across the web for many of my clients, new clients that were coming in that needed that done, etc. And one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to get better at making websites run faster. And my website was a big example of it. I think my site was loading at johnoverall.com was loading at like 12 to 16 seconds, which is ridiculously slow. And so I went through and I learned a lot, improved and found specific codes necessary to bring that site down. And of course, SEO or speed is one of the major influencers for SEO these days. But a lot you can do manually can only bring your site down so fast, usually within the 3 to 5 second range. And you can't get much faster than that without some caching. Now, I had been using WP Comet Cache, which is a good plugin, but it wasn't always working correctly. It would have issues occasionally. The cache would corrupt. I don't know what was going on with it. So I started examining other caching plugins. And the one that I kept hearing from, in particular, I would hear from Mayanna over at blogaid.net, and she talks about this one. So I thought I'd give this one a shot and see how it worked. It's very easy to use, very easy to set up. It does a really great job of caching, clearing its own cache when it needs to. It has a premium version, which allows you some expanded stuff for minifying and other CSS, maybe even get another half a second out of it. But what I found great with it was it brought my site down to approximately 1.8 to 2.5 second load speed, which is a dramatic improvement overall for everything I did. So yeah. All in all, fantastic plugin, trimmed almost 2 seconds off of my final load time before I put this in, and it seems to be quite stable. I've been watching it now for, I think I've had it on my site for 4 weeks now, and I've been watching it, and the stability has been nice, and I've started to use it across my client sites to bring their speed down even further. Now, I was never a big one for caching until the last 8 months or so, when I realized even though you don't need caching per se for traffic, you need caching now to get your speed down, to get your SEO up, because speed is a major ranking factor nowadays. So anyway, go check out WP Fastest Cache, and this one here hit the top mark of a 5 dragon rating.
Dragon's first loud, one right? Of the year. All right,
dragon's loud today.
Very good. Yeah, he's a little loud. All right, I am going to close off the first show of the year here with a plugin called Social Booster, and it is pitched as a helping hand for engaging your social audience and keeping your content alive. So what it does is it's a social media auto poster, and it also does scheduling. So you can make a post, and it will automatically publish it to, I believe, right now it's just Twitter and Facebook. And I think that LinkedIn is coming. I think Google Plus is coming, and a couple of other ones. I like this because it's free, and there are so many other plugins out there that are not free that do these types of things. So it automatically publishes your posts out there to social media. It can auto-publish old blog posts, so that you can repurpose some of your old content. You can schedule to post later. So if you put your blog post out and then you want it to maybe wait an hour or so until it does that, you can do it. It lets you auto post and schedule, so that you can auto post the old stuff and schedule new stuff to go. You can have custom message options, white labeled posts, all the rest of it. And the nice thing is it has a log that keeps track of everything that it does, so you can monitor the success. So it is called Social Booster, and I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, it's very cool. I like the fact that it allows you to repost some of the old stuff, because I'm currently using a paid plugin for doing the auto posting, but it doesn't bring back the old stuff, which is
right.
Kind of
that's
nice.
Why I found this pretty unique.
Yeah. I like that, because it's great if you can repost your old stuff that's still relevant,
right,
and drive traffic back for that those things. So, yeah, great plugin.
Yep.
All right. Well, that closes this episode out. I covered up in this episode, the WooCommerce Front End Manager, which I gave a 4 to, the Podcast Feed Player Widget, which I gave a 4 to, and the WP Fastest Cache, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about the WordPress Developer's Tool, which gets a 4 out of 5, Device Detect, which gets a 4 out of 5, and we just talked about Social Booster, which gets a 4 out of 5.
There we go. Nice roundup of plugins for the new year, everyone. All right, and don't forget, go check out a few things. Check out our YouTube channel where we got screencasts, training videos, and other miscellaneous things up there. And a note to developers, if you want to support the show, offer up a premium license to give away, go to wppluginsatoz.com/plugincontest where you can submit your license to us to create a contest around you where you'll get a fair bit of promotion around it too. So keep that in mind. And that's pretty much it.
All right. First one in the can
That's
for 2018.
That's all we got now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Reminders for the show. All the show notes can be found at wppluginsatoz.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the Thursday newsletter for more useful information directly to your email inbox. wppluginsatoz.com is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsatoz.com/donate and choose one of the weekly donation levels or make one that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing to the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also watch the show live on YouTube. Check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe to us on YouTube. Or follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ. John can be reached through his website, www.johnoverall.com, or send him an email, john@wppro.ca. Marcus can also be reached through his website at marcuscouch.com, or Twitter at marcuscouch. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.